typing without thinking.
This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation. Typing without thinking. Now, what does that have to do with meditation? Well, truly that's what meditation's all about. Meditation is thinking without thinking, typing without thinking, doing something without thinking about it. It is our nature to do it. It is our nature to be it. Now, what is it my nature to be? I'm sitting here at my desk looking at a pot of flowers that Ellen so marvelously chose to give me. And they're beautiful orchids. They're orchids of lavender and orchids of white. And they're not very pretty from the point of view of lovely leaves and lovely stem. They're just a gawky stalk that sticks up there, and flowers just bloom off the tip of that stalk for no reason at all. You wonder, where do they get their joy from? Where do they get their delight? But they're absolutely gorgeous. And the lavender ones, lilac in color, just sort of reminding me of velvet. So beautiful, so glorious, so caring, so sensitive. Yes? I look at these flowers, and the moment I try to think about them, where did they come from? Did they come from some African jungle, or did they come from some South American area where they were at the equator? Where did they come from? And then I stop thinking, where did they come from? And I just delight in their beauty, in their magic, in their loveliness that just permeates my mind and my heart and my being, that floods my eyes with the goodness and their joy. How beautiful it is to see them. Typing without thinking is the same thing. I am a proficient typist, and I've been a newspaper journalist and photojournalist and writer and author of books and publisher of many things for years and years and years, for 60 years, 70 years. My goodness, at least. It's amazing. And yet I'm a young man. Yes, it's amazing. And you gain a few skills along the way, and one of them was typing. And so everything I did as I typed, I love the typewriter and I love the keyboard of the computer. And some keyboards are more beautiful than others because they have a more gentle touch. And my fingers like to fly over the keyboard, and they don't like to make the keyboard make a deep impression, boom, 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 like we did with some of our old Royal typewriters that we had. My goodness sakes. But what a time history has brought to us. But now, my fingers just gently fly across the keyboard, and the electronic touch of the keys impresses upon the memory of the computer what it is that I'm saying, and out onto the screen flash in any size of letters that I choose the ideas of my mind, the ideas of my heart. Yes? Typing without thinking is what we do. My mind is not thinking about typing, about where the letters are and where I find them on the keyboard. I'm not the slightest bit concerned of where the keys are, because I know. Oh, there's a few keys I don't use very often and I have to find them, but I can learn them too. And if I had no notes on the keys, if I had no information on the keys themselves, I would soon memorize them and depend upon my memory instead of depending upon the fact that I don't know what they are because I don't use them very often. So, typing without thinking is just like my looking at this beautiful orchid set that Ellen gave me. How glorious it is, how beautiful they are. And I don't think of where they came from. I don't think of how much water they need or what fertilizer they should have. I don't think of any of the things that are necessary for their existence. Or is it necessary for their existence? There's a woman who went to a rest home. She was blind. And she'd lived by herself for many years, but her family felt it was important for her to have care around the clock. And so they took her to a rest home. She made the choice to go too, so it was not anything that was a fight. And as she arrived at the rest home, the attendant said, "Just a moment, we're preparing your room." And so after a few moments of sitting in the hall waiting for her room, the attendant took her into the room and said, "Now, here at the windows are chintz curtains, and here is this wonderful chair with a cushion on it, and here is a settee, and here is your bed, and here is a writing desk and a table, and here are the lamps, and here are the light switches on the wall so that you can find your way around." And the lady said, "Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. The room is just as I had imagined it, just exactly as I want it to be. Everything is just the way I want it to be." And then the attendant said, "Very good. Anything you need, just call me." And the attendant walked out of the room and closed the door and stood there for a second, and it dawned upon her. This woman was stone blind. She could not see a thing. And yet she found the room more beautiful than the attendant had described it. She found the room more delicately charming than the attendant herself had seen it. This woman lived in her mind. She was able to type without looking at the keys. She was able to type without thinking. She was able to look at life the way she wanted it to be, and it was that way. And she created it in her memory, in her heart, in her thought. And so she knew what she wanted. And when she came to the rest home, she already had decided what it was she wanted in her room, because she knew she no longer had a big house to be concerned about. She just had one big, wonderful room and a bathroom. And so, as she had this one wonderful room, she visualized it in its perfect way. And as she visualized it, she naturally carried that vision so dominant and so prominent in her mind that the aide who took her to her room felt the very essence of what this woman wanted, and this is what the woman got. For though the room may have been barren and cold, without a lot of warmth, without a lot of charm, to the attendant's way of looking at it, the woman saw it in her mind, in her heart, and that's the way it was for her. We can look at our keyboard, and we can see it in our mind and our heart, and we can type whatever it is. But when we look in our heart at the idea we have to express, and the keyboard is merely the tool that expresses those ideas and brings them into fruition as a beautiful thing, then we have entered into the finest state of meditation known to exist. We let go and live in the presence. We let go and live in the dream of our manifestation flowing through our fingertips into the computer, into the typewriter, out into printed form. How lovely it is. Meditation is when we can so live in the presence, so live in the oneness, in the peace, in the harmony, in the magnificence of all that is good. When we can so live that, that all is in divine order, and all is in divine order now and forevermore. How great it is! How great it is! And it is just that way. Yes, typing without thinking is meditation. Thinking without thinking. Looking at the lovely orchid and seeing the beauty of each of the little petals, white and lavender, lovely as can be. No thought whatsoever as to why, how, and where they are, but just living in their absolute beauty. How great it is. How great it is. And indeed, it is great. Typing without thinking is meditation at its finest. Have a lovely day, and know that I hold you in my heart as I meditate, and I live in a constant state of meditation, now and always. I bless you, I love you, and I think you're wonderful. I love you, I love you, I love you, because I love me.